Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we are fresh off of a very exciting Major League Baseball World Series between the LA Dodgers, the champions. They go back-to-back. They defeated the Toronto Blue Jays in 7. And joining us now to talk about the series and just to talk about the ratings, everything involved with regards to the World Series, is Maury Brown from Forbes Magazine. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Friend of the show. I'll call him friend of the show because he's been on a couple of times already. How you been doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm doing great, man. We had a great World Series.
It was phenomenal, and the ratings say as much. You know, when you look at this year's Major League Baseball World Series, it was the highest-rated World Series finale since 2017. From a ratings perspective, what have you seen just across the board? Because it seems like it was very much a hit.
Oh, it was everything that you would expect it and more. I mean, you know, I don't think people realize what those numbers mean when you think about how many people have peeled away from traditional television. And so, I mean, the numbers, Fox, of course, is ecstatic because, you know, they got a total of 7 games. And when you get to game seven, right, I mean, 27.3 million people watched it across Fox, Fox Deportes, and streaming, and over almost 27 million just on Fox. But I mean, if you go even further than that, the numbers in Canada, I don't think this is the number that was mind-boggling. Okay, so 10.9 million people watched it in Canada, game 7, okay? Mm-hmm. It averaged 7.5 million, okay? To put that into perspective, the average for last year's World Series on Sportsnet in Canada was 679,000
in change.
Wow. That was the average. That means that this World Series had a 1,017% increase from last year. So that kind of tells you where things were at. I mean, I don't know how we can't look at this and go, it may have been the greatest World Series in history. And I would say the Game 7 goes down as the greatest, if not the greatest, right up there with 2001, that Yankees-Diamondbacks Game 7 that we saw. You know, so, yeah, I mean, it had it all.
It was amazing. I loved every single second of the series. And I think the way that the series evolved is what really led to the buildup to the Game 7. And the reason why I say it in that way is because I think that as the teams were matriculating through the postseason, I think when it got to the World Series initially, I think people just kind of wrote it off as, you know what, the Dodgers are going to do this. They'll make quick work of the Toronto Blue Jays. But when Toronto won Game 1, I think everybody out there, especially the people that wanted to root for the underdog, they felt like it could be competitive. And when I look at the series overall, and I don't know if you agree with this, Maury, but I felt like when you look at the Toronto Blue Jays, for the most part in this series, they outplayed the LA Dodgers, but the Dodgers, in my opinion, were just the more clutch team. In the games that were closer and the plays and at-bats that mattered, the Dodgers got it done.
Yeah, and that's the best way, I think, to look at it. It really was that way, and I think that the age of the Dodgers lent itself to this. You know, after that 18-inning marathon, I think that, you know, you were expecting the Dodgers to come out of it, you know, energized, right? I mean, they had battled through it. You know, it would be debilitating for the Blue Jays to not have them walk away from it all. And it wound up kind of being the other way around.
Yep.
And so, I looked at it that way. I thought that the Blue Jays, all season long, they were highly consistent. I mean, teams are streaky, right? But the Dodgers had a bunch of holes in their lineup, certainly in pitching, right? So I honestly thought that. But what you saw, I think, obviously, the guy that won the World Series MVP was a huge difference maker. So Yamamoto goes two complete games in a row. That had not been done since 2001 with Curt Schilling. And if you think about him then coming in the next day,
yep,
and doing six innings, I mean, that is just absolutely extraordinary. In a series that seemed to have everything, certainly that game seven, and on the game seven side, I thought it was a lot of defense, right? Whether it was the double clutch throw and to home to basically have a really close play at home that may or may not have been out, right? We were wondering whether Will Smith's foot had come off the plate.
Yep.
You know, we had a collision in the outfield in the ninth, right? That with this amazing catch, all of this defense, we had a 3-6-3 double play by Toronto that stabbed off, I thought, a rally for the Dodgers. And it just seemed to have everything. So, look, I sit there and, in a game of inches, I thought inches were the difference maker here. A little thing here or there, right?
Yep.
One catch, one bobble, and this absolutely goes the way of the Blue Jays. I mean, if I go back and look at this, I mean, this starts in game one, Addison Barger's grand slam. I mean, there just were all of these moments that I think got completely lost because of the intensity of the 18-inning marathon and certainly extra innings game seven to basically cap off the World Series win.
Yeah, Maury Brown from Forbes Magazine joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO, talking about reviewing and recapping the Major League Baseball World Series won by the LA Dodgers. Let me ask you this, Maury. Like, when you look at the Dodgers in itself as an organization, they are loved, right, for the historical significance of that franchise, but I feel like in this moment, very much hated too because of the payroll and because of the star power that they have. I don't necessarily view it in the same way. And the reason why I say it is because when I look at the Dodgers, of course, they spent a lot of money on Ohtani. And yes, Yamamoto, they spent money on him too. But I think that when you look back at some of the key contributors on their team, they were people that other organizations just were not willing to pay. Mookie Betts was in Boston. They parted ways with Mookie Betts. You look at Freddie Freeman. He was in Atlanta. They were not willing to pay him. The Dodgers stepped up when other organizations were not going to step up, and they got those guys, and now they go back-to-back.
Well, I mean, the Betts trade is going to go down in history as maybe the worst ever. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously that. I am sure that everybody's going to sit there and look at this and, of course, go, you know, without Yamamoto, without Ohtani, right? I mean, I didn't even talk about the fact that the guy got on base nine times. I mean, that's that in one game, right? I mean, that was just extraordinary. There's so many elements to this thing. Look, I think the idea of the deferred compensation for Ohtani's contract that allowed Yamamoto to come over, and the fact that they have incredible resources, of course, of putting them in the same conversation that we had with the Yankees. The baseball has the best parity out of all the major sports. And so I cannot sit there in a World Series that came down to the wire in such a way to say that it was just absolutely they're dominant. Now, look, there's all the other appearances, right? There's obviously the 2020 short season World Series win and being able to get there. And so there is obviously that, and that's going to be a narrative that is going to continue to go on out there. But I think people forget that the Blue Jays have the number 5 payroll in baseball. This wasn't like the Dodgers were running ramshot over the Reds. I mean, it was a fairly closely matched thing. And again, I'll go back to the Blue Jays. If I was to go ahead and pick this again, I would have gone with the Blue Jays because I think consistently 1 through 9, they were just as solid as a rock.
Yep.
And if you look back at the ALCS, the Mariners had basically a warm body in the 7 and 8 position, even Crawford, you know, in ahead of those guys. If it wasn't for his defense, he would have been a warm body in terms of the lineup. So I just looked at the Blue Jays as being highly consistent. It was sad that somebody had to lose because I think that the Blue Jays deserved to win it as much as the Dodgers did.
You know, the legend of Shohei Ohtani grows and grows every single year and every single game that he plays. Of all the baseball players that you have watched in your lifetime, where does he rank?
Well, he's going to rank number 1 right now. I mean, if I go back and I look at, like, who was the most terrifying guy at the plate, well, that's clearly Barry Bonds, and we kind of know why that was. But, I mean, other than Barry Bonds, you're really looking at nobody that's been intentionally walked like he was in that World Series. And the fact that he was able to go out there and pitch, I mean, remember, after all these surgeries, he's still, you know, he is significant in what he can do on the mound as a two-way player. I mean, right now, I mean, he's a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I don't know how that doesn't happen. And we're going to have the conversation about the fact that because he's a two-way player, he can do that. Now, I know there are a lot of people upset about the extra time he got as a two-way player in Game 5 or in Game 7, but I think people need to remember that if you could look at the number of pitches that he took, it was less than he normally did, and he was not sharp, right? He was not sharp as a starter like he had been in other games. So I don't know if that really helped, but look, all of that aside, I mean, of course, if you ask the 30 general managers in Major League Baseball, dead or alive, they would go, if you could have Shohei Ohtani on your roster, every single one of them, I think in the history of the game, would go, yeah, give me a guy like that. Just absolutely incredible.
Talking to Maury Brown, Forbes Magazine here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. A couple of final questions for Maury. When you look at, well, I thought one of the cool things about this series is the amount of future Hall of Famers in this series. When you look back at both rosters, how many Hall of Famers do you think that we have coming out of this series this year? Not in terms of they still have work to do, but I'm talking about, like, as it stands and sits right now, they are bona fide Hall of Famers. And you started with Ohtani. Who else?
Clayton Kershaw, obviously, who's obviously retiring. Max Scherzer.
Yep.
So there's another. I think that right now you're going to have. Well, I'm going to have to wait and see on this.
Well, Mookie.
I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., you know, he's had those couple of down years, right? I mean, so his platform's not exactly consistent yet.
Yeah, Mookie Betts.
You have that. Mookie Betts, obviously,
yep,
is going to be there. So, I mean, you look at it, there's a lot of guys on the Dodgers, right? I mean, but Scherzer certainly is absolutely going to go in. I was surprised he said he wanted to keep pitching. I really did. I thought that this was going to be it for him.
Yeah, I'm
you
with
know,
you.
The thing that I'm going to remember about this is guys that are going to probably be in the hall of the very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know where Kike Hernandez stands, but his platform in the postseason, right, which we don't see this in baseball. I think another thing we're not talking about on these ratings, you know, one of the problems baseball has had for the longest time is the inability to have a lot of their platform stars be there. So last year you had Ohtani and Judge. This year you have Ohtani, right? And so all those years that Ohtani was with the Angels and he had Mike Trout.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And they just could never get him into the postseason. I mean, baseball is largely brands. So I look at this as now this is kind of baseball shining moment the last couple of years. You've had some stars in there, and I think that it's proven itself out that non-fans turned in, certainly for Game 6, which, by the way, I'm one of the few guys out there that I think have these numbers. I mean, they drew almost at 18 million for Game 6 across Fox, Fox Deportes, and streaming. So, I mean, it was incredible. Again, the numbers are pretty great. I mean, you have to go back basically – I think you have to go back to 2017. They're never going to top that 2016 World Series with the Cubs due to that. I mean, there's just no more mountains to climb like that, right, where we had that futility factor with the Cubs. But still, I mean, and you're not going to get much better than you did this year.
You know, I'll say this in closing, a couple of final points. I thought it was kind of cool, and this is from a cultural perspective with music, and I know that you're a big-time music guy, but from a hip-hop, you know, culture thing, you had the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar stuff that's been going on for the last year and a half. And so you also had the ties in with the Dodgers and Kendrick being from L.A. and being from Compton. And then you got Drake, who actually was at game one of the series when the, supporting his Toronto Blue Jays. That was also kind of an interesting angle. And even it was played up after the game seven game was over with the graphic that Fox utilized on social media, and then Nike playing the squabble up music from Kendrick in an ad, kind of celebrating that the LA Dodgers won. But I do want to say this in closing. I never in my life had heard something as preposterous as what my producer said last week, where I actually wanted to punch him in a commercial break. He said to me, Maury, he had the nerve, the gall to say this, and he meant it. He said that Clayton Kershaw was not a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I almost lost it.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I mean, you're going to sit there and point to. You're going to have to point to is they're going to you're going to go, oh, the postseason numbers. You know, and then this is, and this, I think the conversation about this is we don't judge baseball the same way that we judge other sports. Now, if you want to go ahead and you go Hall of Famers in any other sport, what do you look at? Rings, right? Trophies, championships. But baseball is different because, unlike those other sports, individuals cannot take over a game. I can't put Clayton Kershaw in and have him control game outcome for nine straight innings, right? I mean, you just, you know, or be at the plate constantly. I give put the ball in the hand of LeBron James or Michael Jordan, or I give it to Tom Brady. They can control game outcome. So we look at baseball entirely different than we do, because we go, hey, man, you put together a platform through your regular career. That is the barometer, not necessarily what you've done in the postseason. And so based upon that, yeah, I think Clayton Kershaw goes in. I got to see what else is going on with the ballot at that time.
Oh, 11-time All-Star. Yeah, 11-time All-Star, NL MVP, 3 Cy Youngs. I mean, he's got 3 championships. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think that, listen, I say this because they're my people. They're the baseball writers. You never know. I don't know how Derek Jeter wasn't unanimous. I don't know how Ichiro wasn't. You never know how the writers are. If we're talking about the postseason on this segment right now and his numbers around that, there will be other writers talking about that. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, 75%, he should be able to pull that off. Depending upon whether there's like a log jam or something to jam him up to prevent it, I could see it happening. First ballot.
He does a phenomenal job. Check him out. Forbes Magazine, Maury Brown joining us here on The Late Show. Hey, Maury, man, a pleasure to have you on the show again. I appreciate it, and we'll be in touch.
All right, man. You take care. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, take care. That's Maury Brown joining us here on The Late Show, and I had to have some fun at the expense of one Christopher Tubb.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.